You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Is going to cost more than 20 rand a litre for the first time, right? For the first time, when fuel price hikes are implemented tomorrow, consumers have been dealt this major blow, with petrol now going up by 81 cents a litre, while diesel goes up by 72.5 cents and 74.5 cents for the different grades. And if you look at illuminating paraffin, it's going up by 42.2 cents. And this is the second major hike in just 2 months. And it follows other increases this year. How are you managing? The petrol price going up, taxi fares, I'm sure, have gone up. Eskom tariffs are up. Food prices are up. The repo rate is up. What impact is the rising cost of living having on you? The challenge is that when all of this is happening, the salary remains the same, right? A lot of people are living from hand to mouth. It's a pain in the pocket. So where are you even cutting off? I want you to give me a call on 011-883-0702. When it comes to the petrol price as well, what do you think government can do to ease the burden on you as a consumer? Give me a call, send me a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 as well. I want to bring in Robert Marke, and then I'm going to go to your lines, who's the Director for Fuel Pricing Mechanism at the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy. Robert, thank you for making time. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Clement, and good morning to the listeners. Thank you for the opportunity.
So let's start it off here. There are a lot of factors, obviously, that determine the price of petrol, like the exchange rate between the dollar and the rand, the performance of crude oil. What's behind this latest hike in prices, and how is, just broadly, the fuel price administered?
Yeah, let me first deal with your first question in terms of the factors that are contributing to the fuel price changes. Mainly is the exchange rate. The weaker dollar, the weaker rand against the dollar contributed to the current hikes, and the higher oil prices contributed to the hikes today. But also the flag levy, which is used to compensate oil companies or the industry for cumulative under recovery, also increased by 26 cents. And every year in December, we adjust the industry margin. So that also contributed, because the margins were also adjusted this time around. So for this round of price hikes, these are the factors that contributed to this price that you see. But generally, Clement, the prices in South Africa, we determine them based on the import parity pricing principle. So we assume that all the petrol that is sold in South Africa is actually imported from the international market. Hence, the exchange rate will play a role. Hence, the price of crude oil will play a role, because we don't even have our own crude oil in the country.
How heavily?
When the petrol gets into South Africa, that's when you add your local factors, which is your levies, your transport costs, your margins, and so forth.
And we'll talk about those levies shortly. But how heavily dependent are we on the Gulf for oil? Is it our only source?
Well, we don't necessarily get oil from the Gulf only. We get oil even from Nigeria, even from Angola, and so the oil companies are buying from there. Mm. But the challenge there, Clement, is that the price of oil is determined by an organization called OPEC, Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. So they determine the price of oil irrespective of where you buy it.
Yeah. Let's talk about the levies that you mentioned that are attached to the fuel price. How many are there?
Well, maybe I can just list them. Maybe we can. Maybe it's probably around five or six. Look, we have the fuel levy and the road extension fund. These are determined by the Minister of Finance. The two account for overseas trend in the fuel price. And then you have the flag levy that I spoke about. You have the petroleum product levy that compensates consumers, I mean the oil companies, for using the pipeline to bring product to the inland market. And then you have the IP tracer dye levy, which is 0.03 cent or something, that is used to prevent people from mixing paraffin with diesel. So you buy a dye, the oil companies are expected to buy this dye, and then they mix it in diesel so that if you mix it with paraffin, it will change color. And the reason for that is because there are no taxes or levies on paraffin, and people can mix diesel and paraffin and use it as diesel.
So, because of how really at this rate, it really is, the price is incredibly high and unsustainable, What conversations are being had around reducing taxes on fuel? Is that something you can do as government?
Well, that is the mandate of the Department of National Treasury. But remember that the fuel levy in the May is part of the, it goes into the revenue fund, the National Fire Revenue Fund for government. That's part of the budget for the government. And you know, most government departments and state-owned entities, they've cut budget because there's no money. So if you're going to reduce that levy, it means you're even going to make the situation even worse. But the point there, Clement, is that even if you cut the levy today, it's a once-off reduction. You don't actually cushion the consumers against this fluctuation in the oil price and the...
But we can be flexible in our approach, can't we? In this instance, if we see that the price of petrol is high, can't we suspend like one of the taxes temporarily?
Well, that is for the Department of National Treasury or Minister of Finance to decide. From the Department of Energy side, we just implement it in the price structures. They determine, they decide how it should be and the amount, and then the Minister of Finance announces in February, then we implement in the price structure. So from where I'm sitting, I cannot even engage in that conversation because I don't know the dynamics and the mechanism that are involved there.
But can you not make a case as the Department of Energy and say, my goodness, the prices are going up. It's unsustainable. How about we look at these options?
Well, there's always discussions around all these ideas, whether the levies can be reduced. You might be aware, Clement, that the road extent fund is being reviewed. There's a different way that is going to be implemented and so on. So there are always those discussions.
Yeah, but have you made the case? Have you made some suggestions so far in those discussions?
Well, we are part of the discussion. So when the discussion is on the table, the department will make contribution. Well, other departments also make contributions. So I would say we are part of that team that is looking at whatever can be done.
All right. What do you mean by whatever can be done? I want to make sure that I've got you clear. So you're saying discussions are underway. You've got other people. You're looking at what can be done, what, to cushion the blow on consumers? What are we talking about here?
Okay, let me be very clear on this, the one of the levy. It's a mandate of the Department of National Treasury. So if there's any discussion around it, they'll invite us as Department of Energy and we'll be part of those discussions. That's what I'm saying. The Road Accident Fund falls under the Department of Transport. They've proposed a new regulation on how it should be done, and so that is under discussion. That's the consulting on it. So we're also part of those discussions. So that's what I mean by saying whatever can be done will be an outcome of those discussions. But as a department, really, we participate. We don't necessarily lead in the discussion.
Lastly, before I let you go, the oil reserves, do we have any? Or were they sold a few years ago?
Well, the oil reserve is actually managed by the Strategic Fuel Fund with the report to the Central Energy Fund. But based on what was in the media, we know that it was sold some few years ago, and we know that there was a process of replenishing strategic oil, if you like. So I'm from where I'm sitting, I'm only involved in the pricing, so I'm not involved in the strategic store at all.
Yeah. But are you able to share with us just how were we affected by those reserves being sold, where we're sitting now?
Now, for the pricing purposes, we're not affected at all. Remember, the strategic stock has nothing to do with the daily calculation of prices.
Okay.
Some people have this in mind, that the strategic stock can be used to cushion prices and so on. In South Africa, the regulation around strategic stock is very clear. Strategic stock can only be used when we have a problem of supply in the country, an emergency where we cannot receive any fuel from the countries that we are importing from. That's when the minister can then release the strategic stock, not necessarily to push in the prices.
Do we have that stock back now? So you said something like, yes, they were sold, but there's been a process underway. Was it to replenish?
Well, I don't know. As I said, I'm not involved at all, so I don't know the latest in regard to that strategic stock because it's managed by a state-owned entity called Strategic Fuel Fund, and they report to Central Energy Fund.
All right.
So from where I'm working, I'm not involved at all.
I've got you. Robert, thank you. I thought we should bring you in just so we have a discussion around even the possibilities of reviewing some of the taxes that are attached to the fuel price. Robert Marquez, the Director for Fuel Pricing mechanism at the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy. We asked him to come in the open line in such short notice, just so he can lay the foundation.